This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Nearly 700,000 people across Wisconsin are in limbo. They lost access to their food benefits, and now SNAP benefits are playing out in court. Across the nation, 42 million people use SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Here in Wisconsin, it's called Food Share. And in the government shutdown, federal officials chose not to use emergency funding to keep the program going, so the money expired on Saturday. Wisconsin joined a lawsuit against the USDA, saying the government is obligated to continue paying for the program under federal law. Friday afternoon, two judges ruled the USDA must pay for SNAP during the shutdown, but that doesn't mean everything automatically goes back to normal immediately. Right now, food banks are the first source of help for hundreds of thousands of Wisconsinites who aren't sure where to go.
We are preparing to get an onslaught of people over here, and we'll do the best we can with what we have coming in.
That's Bill Hammer, the executive director of the Northwoods Community Food Shelf in Hayward. On top of that, there are 9 Head Start locations in Grant, Greene, Iowa, Lafayette, and Richland counties that closed their doors today because of the shutdown. Sheboygan Head Start preschools are expected to close in 11 days. That leaves hundreds of low-income families without childcare so they can work and without the benefits that help them put food on their tables. Here's Jenny Maurer, executive director of the Wisconsin Head Start Association.
For all families, and particularly low-income families, the budget is tight. There is not a lot of room for flex, and you need to go to work. So families are really being put in impossible positions about, do they pay their rent? Do they put food on the table? Maybe they have medical needs, et cetera. This is really going to be crushing.
1 in 8 Wisconsinites faces food insecurity. Wisconsin has a state flower, the wood violet, a state bird, the robin, and a state dance, of course, the polka. Now, lawmakers are considering designating a state microbe. Isabella Nieto reports.
Joe Handelsman is the director of the Wisconsin Institute for Discovery and a plant pathologist at UW-Madison. She testified before the state assembly, pushing for lawmakers to make bacterium Lactococcus lactis the Wisconsin state microbe. The bacterium is used in cheesemaking, particularly in the production of cheddar, camembert, roquefort, and Colby cheese, which lawmakers have previously tried to make the state cheese. Handelsman says Wisconsin has a microbial economy, and alongside cheese, the growth of alfalfa, digestion of hay by cows, beer, sauerkraut, and bread are products of microbial processes. Wisconsin doesn't currently have an official state cheese, nor does it have an official state microbe. If the bill passes, the bacterium will be included in the Blue Book, the biennial guide to state government, alongside other state symbols like the state flower, state fish, and state soil. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
And following up on a story we brought you a couple weeks ago, a bill meant to give women more accessible information about menopause has cleared its first hurdle. This bill would require the State Department of Health Services to create a resource page and pamphlet about menopause, just like they have pages about hundreds of other conditions, from measles to STDs to heart disease. It's sponsored by Democrats and a Republican and would not cost anything to implement. The bill passed the Senate Committee on Health unanimously last week. Soon, it'll move on to the Assembly. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks take on their rival, the Pacers, in Indiana tonight. It's the first time Bucks center Miles Turner will face his former team.
The next time we see you, we'll be in Indiana. Gonna go there.
At this point, anything I say will or can be used against me in a court of law. So I'm just looking forward to coming back to a place that I've been for 10 years.
College hoops. The Badgers at home against Campbell University. Last week, we told you that forward Elijah Gray, a transfer from Temple, was dropped from the Wisconsin men's team. ESPN reporting now Gray may be involved in that investigation regarding gambling by both college and NBA players. NFL, the Packers lose to the Panthers 16-13, and they may have lost tight end Tucker Kraft to a season-ending knee injury.
Is Tucker's injury serious?
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
How do you overcome him?
It's going to be tough. It is what it, but it's football, and the other guys are going to have to step up.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny and a little breezy today. That means elevated grassland fire danger today. So be careful with anything fire-related outdoors. Sunny with a high in the upper 50s. Tonight, low to mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny, not as windy, with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio.